Hi there, welcome to the Wellspring Church Breakthrough Podcast. We produce this to help you pray through the next half hour with a sense of purpose, focus, and unity with others who'll be doing the same. You won't need to press pause or anything. Just leave the recording going, pray as you're guided to, and at different points there'll be music and some prayers that I'm leading. But really, just take this time and know that your Heavenly Father hears every single prayer. And he responds with love and in power as we pray in Jesus' name. As we pray individually and then gather in praise and prayer at different points in the week, our heart's cry is for the Lord to draw us closer to him, to break down any barriers that keep us from where he's leading us. This in turn will bring living transformation to us and those around us. It's Tuesday, and in each half-hour podcast, we're going to start with a reminder of our scripture for 2019, focused on Ephesians 3:20. Off the back of this, we will apply this into our relationship with his people in the church. That's the topic for this podcast. To start with, let's take a moment or two to prepare our hearts and minds while the music plays, to focus on God and be aware that he is with us here now, where we are. Become aware that he is with you. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for being with us here and now. As we turn to Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, hear how the apostle thanked God for his amazing work in bringing a diverse group of people together in unity in the church that calls on Jesus' name. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Then this is verse 20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You see, God is able with the same power that created the stars and the heavens to do infinitely more than we could ever dream of or think about. So much more, over and above, way beyond our wildest dreams. We're going to worship him now as we listen to King of Glory from our Wellspring Worship album recorded a few years ago called Now is the Time. Take these minutes to praise the King of Kings, the Lord and leader of the church.
Exalted.
Paul wrote that it is God's mighty power at work within us that is infinitely more. His power within us, the church. This is a corporate reality. We're not alone in this. We're called to ask the Lord together, to imagine and pray together. We should marvel again at the amazing reality that is the Church of Jesus. There are 2.2 billion people around the world from almost every tribe and nation, united with one Lord and for one purpose, to know him and make him known. But let's be honest, we have all been hurt or disappointed by some aspect of the life of the church. And when we look at what the church is becoming in some areas, we could be saddened or lose heart. Add to that our own personal failings and breakdown of relationships, and we realize we are also partly responsible for the weakness or impurity of the church. Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. He said this: "Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another and working together with one mind and purpose." This is the power of unity through the church. But let's begin with some honest reflection. Over the next few minutes' silence, I want to ask you and join with me in asking for the Lord to heal and help us. Hand over to him your disappointment, your frustrations, your regrets, and anything else that is hindering you from praying with faith for the church. At the end of a couple of minutes' silence, I'll lead us in the prayer of confession of sin and profession of faith. Lord Jesus, head of the church, saviour of billions and leader of Wellspring Church, we turn to you today with open hearts. We're sorry, Lord, for the part we've played in breeding disunity and division in the church. We're sorry when we haven't forgiven quickly, when we've held back our time and our talents and treasure when it was needed by others. Sorry for when we've spoken badly of leaders and denominations, when we've not been humble in how we've spoken about other believers. Forgive us, Lord, help us. So we confess our sin to you and ask you to forgive us. We also, Lord Jesus, profess our faith in you in awareness that your love for your church is unrelenting. You love your church, your bride, and you are at work in and through us to bring transformation to the world. The church is your body, and you care for it and nurture it. You use us as your hands and feet to reach those in need. Lord, we trust in you and know that the work you've started in your church will be completed for your Father's glory. In your name we've prayed. Amen. Before we go any further, We're now going to take some time to listen for his voice. And over a few minutes, as this music plays, let's expect him to speak to us. And maybe we could ask him now to reveal his heart once again for his people. Lord, show us your heart. Show us the church that you see. Let's take a few minutes to listen to the voice of God. This week is about breakthrough, and we need breakthrough as a church in three main areas. The first of these is salvation and miracles. We believe a hallmark of our church is transformation of lives through miracles of physical healing, but most importantly, the ultimate miracle of salvation, the rescue of people from the consequences of sin, the restoring of hope and rebuilding of homes. Let's take a minute or two now and pray for us to see many more people saved, restored and helped through our personal witness and our combined ministry as Wellspring Church in 2019. We pray that not only in Central Watford and North Bushy and Stevenage, but in other nations like Burkina Faso and Ethiopia and in Slovakia. Let's pray for breakthroughs of miracles and salvation in Jesus' name. Hear our prayers. The second area for breakthrough prayer is for finances. We thank God for the fact once again in the last financial year we did not make a financial loss. The Lord provided what we needed and we're so grateful for that. It is worth mentioning though, it costs £1,354 a day to sustain all the Wellspring ministries at home and overseas. Having said that, we have a much bigger vision than our budget allows us to pursue. All of our bills as a church family have gone up, and we need to see a breakthrough in our tithes and offerings, in the room hire of the Wellspring, and in specific giving to missions, so we can continue to grow our kids' work, our youth work, improve pastoral leadership of our congregations, and take on new challenges overseas. All of this costs money, and so please join with me, because we need to pray for a breakthrough in these coming months. Not only on a weekly basis, but also with the extension of ministry base at the Wellspring Church Centre, which we have plans to extend in the coming years. It's going to cost hundreds of thousands to extend our building for the glory of God. Through our own giving, through our prayers, we are expecting God to provide abundantly for our extend project. It will result in a massive improvement of our kids and youth facilities, much better space for Sundays and midweek usage, and it will leave a lasting legacy for the next generation. All we need is to see God's provision. So, take a couple minutes now to pray for provision. The third main area I'd like you to pray into with me is the raising up of people and leaders for every area of our ministry together as a church. We're advertising for a new general manager, an exciting and dynamic role at the heart of what we do, overseeing the events team running the Wellspring Centre, and also helping ensure our ministry is better coordinated and administrated. We're praying for God to bring the right man or woman to join our staff team in this way. Please pray into this. As we pray now, please also pray for more leaders to emerge at every level. Of course, we want leaders in workplaces to make a difference in schools and businesses, wherever the leadership is expressed. We also need key volunteers to help with our missions program, with our kids and youth leaders, our congregational leadership teams, and even church planters. Pray for an openness to volunteer and get involved, even if people have been overlooked in the past. And please join with me in praying that the right opportunities and training will be given to help the whole body function well. So let's pray for those things now. Thank you. Lord, we pray for Wellspring Church, that you would continue and increase your great work among us for the glory of your name. Amen. In this final section, as we pray for the church, I'd like us to pray together for the senior leadership team. And I tell you, we need your prayers. Behind the scenes, off the platform, a dedicated and hardworking team of volunteers, as well as paid leaders, pray and plan and prepare together, way beyond the call of duty. And friends, we all need your prayers. Please pray for protection on our marriages and homes, on our times of rest, as well as the times when we're serving. Please pray for our health and energy levels. As we constantly seek God to discern what needs to be taught, preached, sung, planned, and initiated, please pray for us not to be distracted by merely human ideas or worldly trends. Pray that we will stay true to the Word of God and unflinching in our commitment to the gospel. Please take a few minutes as the music plays to pray for the leaders of Wellspring Church. Mention us by name if you know our names. If not, you can have a look at our website. But we'd really appreciate, whether you know our names or not, please pray for the leaders of Wellspring Church. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for praying for us. It makes all the difference. As we come to the end of our half hour together, let's return to the scripture for the year. Ephesians 3:20 says, "All glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." As we listen to and maybe join in with this song from Wellspring Worship, let's celebrate the joy God has given us. This is called "Oh What Joy." Amen. What a great song. And what a way to finish our time together. Thanks for joining us for this time of prayer. May God bless you richly, and may the God's work in you overflow into the lives of those around you today and throughout this week and the months ahead. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.